And now, as always, a few words for our children and, of course, our young at heart. A few times during our children's messages, we have talked about or quoted Mr. Rogers. I used to watch his television show, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, when I was growing up. And though we don't see his smiling face on TV anymore, his wisdom still lives on and still speaks to us about some of the most important things in our lives. When I read our scripture lesson today from John this week, I thought of words that Mr. Rogers said almost immediately. He said this, "Listening is where love begins." It's true. Listening is one of the most important things we can do to show and to feel interest and care and love. And I know all of you are very good listeners. When we listen with our ears, we can learn a lot about what's going on around us. We can learn what other people are feeling or thinking, and we can follow directions that might help to keep us safe or to learn new things. But did you know that listening isn't just something we do with our ears? That's right. We can also listen with our hearts. We can listen to what our hearts or our guts or our inner voice might be telling us. We can listen to what our bodies might need, whether it's rest or food or movement. And we can listen for God all around us and within us. Our gospel reading this week is all about listening, the kind you do with your ears, and the kind you do with your heart. Jesus uses the illustration of sheep knowing their shepherd just by the sound of his voice. Jesus often calls himself our shepherd, the one who leads us and feeds us and keeps us safe. Just like the sheep to their shepherd, we are also called to listen for and to know the sound of Jesus' voice in our lives. I bet you know the sound of your parents' voices or the voices of people you love. In fact, after this past year of making lots and lots of phone calls and listening to virtual worship, we have gotten really good at knowing one another's voices, haven't we? And it's the same with the voice of Jesus. Now you might be asking, but what does Jesus' voice sound like? And how am I supposed to hear it if I can't just pick up the phone and call him, or if I can't pull up a YouTube video of him speaking? Those are really good questions. In our world and in our lives, there are a lot of sounds and a lot of voices to listen to, and it's sometimes hard to know which one is God's voice and how to even go about hearing it. Part of our challenge and our call as followers of Christ is to set time aside to talk with God so that we know the sound of God's voice. That way, when we get lost or when we need help or when we are in need of some comfort and direction, we will recognize and know what voice we are listening for. I know it's hard to understand how to listen for a voice with your heart. God's voice might not sound like an actual voice from the sky talking to you, but God does speak. God speaks through important people in our lives who love and care about us. God speaks through feelings we might have within ourselves about what is good and right for us. I know for me, God often speaks through a sense of peace or calm I might feel about something I was really worried about. Since we couldn't fit a sheep into your carryout connection bag, we have something a little different planned, but still something that will help you with your listening skills. In your carryout connection bag, you will find four small colored boxes. Don't open these boxes yet. Taking one at a time, shake the box and listen to what sound it makes. Just by listening, try to guess what's inside each box. Over the past year in our carryout connection boxes and lessons, we have talked a lot about taking time to pray, to calm our bodies and our minds, and to listen for God's voice. And we talk about it a lot because it's really important, now and for your whole life. The more we talk with God, the more we will recognize God's voice. So what does God's voice sound like in your life? And how are you, just like the little sheep in our gospel reading, listening for that voice? Do you think you'll know it when you hear it? My prayer is that you will keep listening with ears and guts and hearts, because listening really is where love begins, and love is what it's all about. Let's take time to pray now, and then we will join in praying the Lord's Prayer together. Loving God, just like a shepherd who calls out to his sheep, you call out to each one of us. And just like the sheep listen for and know their shepherd's voice, we are doing our best to learn what your voice sounds like in our lives. Help us to listen with our ears and our hearts. Help us to take time to talk with you so that we know what your closeness feels like. May we always remember that listening is where our love for you and your love for us begins. All of these things we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.